last year, the party animals are at bat. They had the tying run on third base, and a foul ball was hit and caught by a left field fan to end the game. That was super special because it's never happened before, first of all, in the history of sports, has a fan ended a game.
Welcome to the Midland Money Mindset. This is a podcast that's all about getting your mind right when it comes to all things money. In every episode, we go deep with engaging guests who provide tangible takeaways and a whole lot of joy along the way. I hope you enjoy these conversations as much as I enjoyed having them. Let's dive into today's show. I'm Larry Sprung, your host for the Midland Money Mindset and founder and wealth advisor of Midland Financial. Today's guest is Vincent "Vinny" Chapman, the dancing umpire. Vinny started umpiring baseball his sophomore year in high school. As a former player from T-ball to the high school ranks, Vincent's first game as an umpire was a Little League game in Atlanta, Texas. Vinny viewed umpiring as a way to continue to be part of the game he enjoys so much. He has umpired multiple Youth World Series games and many tournament games across Texas. In 2008, he started dancing for fun at youth baseball games in between innings, and this earned him the dancing umpire name. In 2015, a video of Vincent dancing at a game went viral on social media, reaching over 12 million views and thousands of shares. Ellen DeGeneres uploaded one of his dancing videos on EllenTube, increasing his reach even further. With his unique approach to umpiring continuing to rise in popularity, the Savannah Bananas reached out and offered Vincent an opportunity to be the home plate umpire for the Bananas games. He jumped at the chance and has been delighting their fans with his charismatic personality and exciting dance moves since February of 2022. Some of Vinny's amazing stats are: he's been an umpire for 25 years, performs 7,061 twerks per minute, has over 245,000 followers on TikTok, and 5 missed calls. Listen in for some great takeaways about taking something that you truly love and making a career out of it. Vinny is a vital member of the Savannah Banana team, entertaining people all over the world through the sport of baseball. Well, hello, everybody. Larry Sprung. I am so excited for today's show and to share our special guest with you today. It's somebody that I met this past summer, just a great guy, a lot of fun, and you'll learn more about this in just a minute. Welcome to the show, Vincent "Vinny" Chapman, the dancing umpire. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it has, but listen, all good things come to those who wait,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So, Vinny, we're going to jump in and talk a lot about what you're doing today as the dancing umpire. But just to give our listeners, I always like giving our listeners an idea of who we're talking to, kind of what brought them to that point. Can you give our listeners a little background about who you are and what led you up to becoming the dancing umpire? And then we'll spend a lot of time there for sure.
Yeah, sure. I started umpiring when I was 15 years old in a small place called Atlanta, Texas. Been umpiring for 26 years. This makes my 26th year. Love to entertain and dance. I love the game of baseball. And what better way to still be a part of the game when you get out of shape is umpire. So incorporated dancing into my umpiring in between innings about 2008. Had a video go viral in 2015 that actually hit about 12 million views on Facebook. And that video went on the Ellen DeGeneres show, EllenTube. And the Bananas seen that video and reached out to me via Facebook Messenger in December of 2021. And the rest is history.
Wow. So as you just said, so you're the dancing umpire for the Savannah Bananas, and we could have a whole separate episode about who the Savannah Bananas are and what they're all about. But if you could just give our listeners a quick idea of what they're about, and then Was it that simple that they just reached out to you via Facebook Messenger and you became an umpire for them?
Yeah. So basically, Banana Ball is fans first entertainment. Every idea, everything we do is based on, will the fans enjoy this? Will the fans love this? Will they leave saying, this is the greatest thing that I've ever witnessed live? And yes, I have a small, small role in the production and what the Savannah Bananas do every day. I'm just a small portion of the fun and enjoyment that you have when you go to an actual baseball game. Nice. It's so much more. I love to call it medicine for ADHD, how I would describe it. Zach Frangelo, which is the director over entertainment, sent me a message and said, are you still umpiring and are you still dancing? And I wrote back, yes. And I sent him a few more videos. We had two Zoom meetings and I was flying to Savannah that following February.
Amazing. So listen, for those of you who are listening or like, I don't know what the Savannah Bananas are, I don't know what Banana Ball are or is, I would suggest you do what I do. Go on YouTube, take a look at it. My kids, my boys kind of turned me on to it. It is like a whole different brand of baseball. And I highly recommend that however you feel about it after looking at it online, get out to the park and check out a game because it's baseball like you've never experienced. It was the most fun that we ever had as a family at a game. And a lot of that had to do with Vinny here and being the dancing umpire. So being an ump since the age of 15, what propelled you to become the dancing ump? Where did that come from?
When you go to a Little League game or a game in general, it could be basketball, it could be football, you see these kids, they're getting yelled at by their coaches, they're getting yelled at by their parents, they're getting yelled at by their teammates. It's a lot of stress, it's a lot of pressure because nobody wants to fail. Nobody wants to strike out. Nobody wants to make an error. And I want to bring fun. I wanted to bring something that make these kids laugh and make them relax and make them enjoy themselves. Because at the end of the day, these kids are practicing really hard. They come out, they strike out. It's going to happen. But if they can have fun while they do it, it makes it more enjoyable, not only for the baseball, but for their life in general. If you can leave a game and be happy, then why not do it? I've always loved to dance. Since I was little, I have home videos of me dancing in the living room with nothing but my diaper on. It's just something I always love to do. And we all know that dancing and music have a way to make us happy. So I incorporated that. Yes, at first, some coaches are like, what are you doing? But at the end of the day, you got kids smiling, you got parents happy. And it was just a way to break that monotony of all the stress. Because we all know in anything, you can't think and do at the same time. So if you can get a kid that's relaxed when he goes to the plate, he's going to do a lot better than what he's gripping the bat real tight and you can see white knuckles and he's scared to death versus a kid that's up there, hey, I'm going to hit the ball if it comes to me. If I don't, I'll get the next one.
There you go. There you go. I think those are very important points. We've talked to athletes, we've talked to mental performance coaches, and I think there's so much pressure on kids these days to be successful that having somebody like you behind the plate when they're up at bat just kind of lets them relieve themselves of that stress, which is hugely beneficial and probably makes them a better player when all said and done also.
Absolutely. I agree with 100%. It makes you not only a better player, but a better human being because we're all going to have struggles, ups and downs in our life. Life's not fair. We all know that. But if you can instill them in the first when they're younger that you're not always going to get on base, you're not always going to be successful, but you can always be a leader. You can learn how to lead by example. That may be not slinging your bat when you get out, but keeping your head up and saying, hey, guys, we'll get it next time.
You mentioned before there was a long period of time, relatively long period of time from the point that you made that video dancing and before it went viral, right? I mean, was there an intent on your part to try to get that to go viral or was it something that you were just doing your normal course of business? You put it out there in the world and then several years later, it just got picked up and kind of took off from there.
It's a funny story. I was supposed to go on my first date with my wife the night that that game happened. So it was a state championship game. The team that was undefeated had to be beat twice and actually got beat the first time. So I had to actually call her and say, hey, I'm so sorry. Can we reschedule our date? Well, I'm fortunate enough. She said, yes, we could reschedule it. So that second game is actually when a video was recorded by a fan. It wasn't recorded by me. She's the one that actually put it out on the internet, on Facebook. It just exploded. It started getting shares. It started getting likes. And our first date was, me and my wife's first date was at Buffalo Wild Wings. And it's kind of embarrassing, but I was showing her, look, I got 10,000 views. Look, I got 20,000 views. It was kind of embarrassing. And she always brings us up to the day that, hey, our first date was actually you showing me the video of you dancing.
Right. But she was the one you said helped you kind of put it out there in the universe, right?
Well, no, actually, it was a fan. It was just a fan. It was a fan at the game that put it out there on Facebook. And I had news outlets reaching out to me, interviewing me, stuff like that. But it's not the first time. You know, I've danced for years and years and years. It's just that video, it was right time, right place, I suppose.
Did you ever think that that would end up being the end result of being the dancing umpire? Or was that completely a surprise for you?
Not in my wildest dreams. When I got that message from the Savannah Bananas, I showed my son, which had showed me a video on TikTok probably 3 weeks prior of stilts running down to first base. And I was like, what is that? That looks so crazy. And when I showed him the message that Zach had sent me, his mouth dropped. He's like, are you kidding me, Dad? Are you serious? So he was super, super stoked because he knew who the Savannah Bananas were. It's been a dream come true for me. I've always been the type of person to make people laugh, have fun, because in the end of the day, it makes me feel good.
Sure.
And now I'm on a platform that we'll be reaching over 1 million fans this year. And I get to entertain in front of 1 million people that hopefully I can change someone's outlook on life to make them a positive person, to let the negative people that's in their lives alone. You don't need them. All you need is the small circle around you to be positive and uplift you. They want you to be a better person at the end of the day.
Yeah, everybody elevates each other, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know who Vinny's talking about, stilts, he's one of the players that's out there and basically plays the game on stilts and the tallest person out on the field. And it's amazing what they could actually do on stilts. It's pretty incredible.
Very insane what he can do with pitching and hitting on stilts. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. So I got to ask you, the energy from a Savannah Bananas game, the energy from you during the Savannah Bananas game, why is that energy like nothing else out there? I mean, you don't get that. Forget about baseball. I think it's hard pressed to find that amount of energy in any sporting event. So why is experiencing that energy like nothing else out there?
It has to come from Jesse Cole, the owner of the Savannah Bananas. What he instills in everybody that he's hired, he instills that you can be the best baseball player ever, but if you're not fans first, we don't need you. You're not a fit for this organization. I feed off the fans. I feed off that energy that you get. It's kind of like going to a concert of your favorite singer, your favorite artist. You're not on your phone while he's singing. Or they're singing, you're up out of your seat and you're singing along. And that's exactly what the Bananas energy brings. There's no lull moments from the time you get in line to the time you leave. After the game, we're out signing autographs and taking pictures. There's no lull moments or dull, boring moments. It's all energy. And that's why I said it's medicine for ADHD, because there's something going on everywhere at every time. Mm-hmm. So fans definitely bring out the best in me, because I see a look up and they're smiling, they're happy, and there's no other place I'd rather be.
I imagine doing that a couple of times a week, right? And putting out and putting forth that amount of energy, probably no different than an athlete either, in terms of if they're in their sport, putting out the effort and the energy that they need to put out. Very similar for you. I mean, at the end of the week, are you drained, not only physically, but emotionally, because of the performances that you put on during the week?
I mean, it's definitely tiresome. The travel gets me, because I do live in Texas and I fly back home most every week. This year, we'll have games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So those days off, I'll come back and work my job in Texas and then fly out. So the travel is definitely difficult, but when you love something, what do they say? You never work a day in your life.
You
take the good and the bad, but man, the good outweighs the bad every single day. And I'm so blessed that God's given me the ability and strength to move on and be able to be on this platform where I can change lives for the better.
Yeah. Do you know how many cities you're going to be in over the course of 2024?
We're playing 84 games.
Wow.
We'll start in February and we'll end in October. So we'll have 84 games, 26 cities, and then we'll finish the year actually on a cruise ship. We'll be the entertainment on a cruise ship for fans, which is pretty exciting for all of us to be able to be entertainment and get to know these fans on a different level. Not just they're at our game, but we get to meet them and know about where they're from and their family and whatnot. Because at the end of the day, without fans, we're nothing, just like any other sporting event.
We're taking a quick detour from the amazing show today to bring you our best-selling book, Financial Planning Made Personal. Gone are the days of one-size-fits-all financial strategies, and this book helps you find joy in the journey while planning for your ideal tomorrow. Because we believe in letting you experience the joy of finance firsthand, we're giving free access to the first two chapters at financialplanningmadepersonal.com. Before we return to the show, I have a question for you. What did you do today that brought you joy?
Yeah, I mean, that's almost like a major league schedule because you're basically playing half the games of a major league team, but in almost half the time because you're only playing 3-4 days a week. So that's a pretty robust schedule that you're going to be on.
Very much so. Now, we will play at 6 major league stadiums this year. In March 9th, we'll play our first major league stadium, which will be Houston Astros, Minute Maid. We'll play at Fenway this year, which I'm very, very excited for. We'll play in Miami. We'll play in Washington, D.C. We'll play in Cleveland. And we'll actually play in Philadelphia at the Philly Stadium on my birthday, which is
such there you go.
So I'm super pumped about that one. I hope there's confetti. Everybody's got confetti. It's going to be the loudest birthday song ever for an umpire. Yeah.
Well, so now you asked me at the beginning before we were recording, and now I remember. So we put in for tickets at Fenway, which we're hopeful. And we also put it for Philly because my older son is living there. So those are the two locations that we put in for this year. So we'll see. We might be seeing you on your birthday.
I hope you're there on my birthday. That would be super, super cool. And yeah, I can get hot dogs for my birthday.
There you go. There you go. I know Jesse Cole is really looking forward to Fenway because he's from Boston. That's his hometown. And I know he's had it as like a huge goal for him to sell out Fenway Park. And it looks like that dream for him is going to become a reality this year, which will be amazing.
It's going to be amazing for him. Yes, that was his dream. And what's crazy is we're actually in the Baseball Hall of Fame before we played in Fenway. How things move so fast, and us being inducted into Hall of Fame last year and then playing at Cooperstown, it's wild that where we're at right now versus where we were 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and we're only in the first inning. It's wild to see where we'll end up in the next 3 or 4 years.
Amazing stuff. So you mentioned hot dogs, and I want to share at one of the Staten Island Savannah Banana games in 2023, my family and I were there, and my younger son fed you a hot dog in between innings. We were out on the field for the VIB experience before the game, and we were chatting with you. And I think to some degree, you half jokingly said, "Hey, I really love a Coney Island hot dog with everything on it." And my kids were like, "All right, no problem. When do you want it?" And you're like, "In between the sixth and seventh inning." So my boys went, grabbed you a hot dog and brought it out to you during the game. So I understand, and I've come to learn, that events like what happened with my son are really par for the course during a Savannah Bananas game. Basically, all bets are off. So what is a moment that you've experienced that you'll never forget in terms of during your time with the Savannah Bananas?
That's going to be last year. The Party Animals are at bat. They had the tying run on third base, and a foul ball was hit and caught by a left field fan to end the game. That was super special because it's never happened before, first of all, in the history of sports, has a fan ended a game. And he actually got to win the game for the Bananas, which is super cool. As an umpire, the most important thing we love about a game is outs, because you can't get the game over with unless there's outs. And for that young man to catch that ball to end the game was, and then he came on the field and celebrated with the Bananas. That's super special. So that was one of my most fond memories, and I'll always remember that catch because I was shocked because it was a line drive. It was not easy, just a pop-up. It was a line drive, and this kid reached out and grabbed it, and the whole place erupted, and it was very, very special.
Amazing. So just so we bring people up to speed, right, the fans are really part of the team. So if there is a foul ball, they catch it, it's an out, right? Just as if one of the players caught it themselves. And I guess the thing that you're saying made this even more special was it was the last inning, last out. They caught it to win the game for the Bananas, which made it even that much more memorable, it sounds
Absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely. That kid will never forget that moment. It was special, very special to know that. And I wish more sporting events and more teams would do that and make these fans a part of the game. Because like I said before, without fans, no team is a team.
Yeah.
If you don't have fans showing up, guess what? You're going to fold or be booed. I'm not going to mention any names on here, but there are teams out there that don't have fans show up and they're looking for other places to play.
Yeah.
So that's what we bring. We bring fans first entertainment, and kind of what I do in my job. I bring that same mentality that I do on the baseball field is without these clients that we have, we're not anybody. So don't wait for them fans to call you when they have an issue. Reach out to them first and say, hey, guys, is everything going great? How is everything? Yeah.
Who needs these virtual reality goggles? Just go to a Savannah Bananas game and it's an immersive experience. You're right in there, right?
You don't need the goggles. Absolutely. And what I love to say is you don't have to be a baseball fan. You don't have to be a baseball fan to enjoy this show that we put on. If you love energy and you love to be happy and you love entertainment, more energy that you'll ever feel in your whole life, then come to a game. If you can get tickets, I mean, I will say that. Get on the waiting list this coming year for next year. And if you do have someone gift you tickets or give you tickets, just know that it's us and Taylor Swift right now. That's pretty much the spectrum of highs.
That's the quote of the day. Savannah Bananas and Taylor Swift are taking the world by storm. And I will tell you, in full disclosure, and I may take some hate for this, but I am not a huge baseball fan. I watch maybe two or three games a year. If I go to one game live every other year, that's probably a lot. But we went to this event and this experience, and it was so much fun that the minute we got the notification that the list was coming out for 2024, we were immediately on it to make sure and try to get tickets for the coming year because we enjoyed it that much. It was a lot of fun. So kudos to you guys. Let me ask you, from a reverse standpoint, you're trying to give so much to the fans. Being a part of the Savannah Bananas, what has that taught you? What has the Savannah Bananas movement helped teach you?
You can't ever change the world, but you can change your circle. They taught me that because when we go to a new city, nobody's ever seen us before. There's a lot of fans that never have witnessed Banana Ball. They've seen the clips online. After the game, when we sign autographs and take pictures, it changes them. That's the most fun they've ever had. And that's what I want to learn and remember is that I'll never be able to change the world, but I can change the circle. I can change the people that I interact with. I can change them. I can make them a happier person or a positive person. We all have issues. We have problems. We have struggles. But it's how you come about mentally and overcome those problems, those obstacles. That's what the Bananas have taught me, that it's not just me. It's the circle that you're around that you can change. I'm so blessed to be on that platform. Before, I'd do Little League games. I may see six teams that weekend. But now I can see 30,000 people in one weekend.
Yeah, it's great impact you're having for sure. And in a world that we're in right now where things are so divisive, that bringing people together and allowing them to experience joy is very much needed and appreciated. So let's turn the table for a second here. Let's talk about umpires because in general, even with or without the Savannah Bananas, because you made some good points, right? It's a difficult position to be in. You have kids who are under stress. You have umpires, I'm sure, are experiencing something similar that my kids experience in the hockey world, where parents, fans yelling at officials who are on the ice. What advice do you have for kids or those that are aspiring to be an umpire? And that's something that gives them a great deal of joy and they want to move up the ranks. What advice do you have for them?
The main thing is we're all human. We're going to make mistakes. We're not perfect. But as an umpire, if you want to be an umpire, get in the rule book, study the rule book, study the mechanics of being an umpire. It's not just calling balls and strikes. It's about being in the right position, being right at the right angle. You're taught in school that angles are better than distance. So as long as you have a good angle, it don't matter how far you are away from the play. Just remember that everybody has a job to do and be approachable. If a coach has an issue, as long as he does it the right way and calls time out and comes to you respectfully and not throwing profane words at you, then listen to him. Because at the end of the day, they have a job to do as well. And they're passionate about their team. Nobody likes to lose. But if it's a legit question, be approachable. Don't come with the mentality of I'm right, you're wrong. Let them talk and listen to what they have to say. My biggest thing, you know, with banana ball, the game itself is real. There's no predetermined winner. There's no, hey, you're going to walk, you're going to strike out, you're going to get a hit. Whatever happens, happens. And my job is very important because I have to call a clean game. I have to call a good game. There's emotions riding. These guys are very competitive. That's all they've ever known is to be competitive and win. I take a lot. I take a lot of words, whatever it may be. And I have to remember that I have a job to do. And I'm going to do the best job I can do while I'm entertaining. Obviously, it never stops for me. I'm dancing the whole game. But I have to remember that these guys want to win. They want to perform to the highest standard they can. If I'm calling pitches that are two balls outside, that's not a strike. I got to lock in and do better. If you want to be an umpire, I commend you. It is a thankless job. You have to have very thick skin. Just remember that everything they say is not personal. It's nothing personal, like they hate you. Just in the time, the moment, emotions run high and people say things they really don't mean.
Right. I think that's great advice. One of my sons is a hockey official and he loves being an official and he's working his way up the ranks in that department and he enjoys it. And I think he will heed this advice and I look forward to sharing that advice with him when the show goes live. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. I wish him death with the best of luck because it's a stressful job. I've never done hockey. I love watching the hockey when there's some excitement going on. Those referees get to allow them to take the gloves off and stuff, right?
Yeah, well, they have to be careful. They don't want to get in the middle of it. So,
yeah, I was going to say, he's kind of got to be like a boxing referee at the same time. So,
yeah, one of the things that they look for is they don't want referees who are under 6 foot tall anymore because of that, because the players are so big. They need big bodies who can skate. They have to be great skaters to begin with and are willing to get in there. Because if they can't, it's a more difficult proposition for them to handle the game and manage the game. So it's tough.
I will never be a referee for hockey. I mean, there's two things. I don't know how to skate. And obviously, number two, I'm not even close to 6 foot tall. So
It might be tough. Yeah, the skating thing is probably more of a challenge than the 6 foot tall thing. So many of the people that I speak with on the Mitland Money Mindset have very unique paths like yours, right? You have a regular job, you were doing your thing, and then you kind of get discovered, right? And how would you encourage others to craft their own path in terms of maybe they're going down one route, but they really enjoy something else, right? And they want to craft that path, which you've done somewhat by accident. But I also think I call it luck by design. If you weren't there, if somebody wasn't videoing you, you weren't having fun. If all those things weren't happening, you wouldn't be where you are today. So what advice do you have for those who are looking to kind of craft and create their own path like you did?
Just be yourself. Don't change anything about you. Like I like to say, the only thing that matters is what God thinks about you and what your family thinks about you. That's how you should live your life. If you're passionate about something, don't ever give up. I never thought I'd be with the Savannah Bananas, but I was never going to stop dancing. I was never going to stop being who I am because I know it brought joy. Now, it might not bring joy to everybody, but it's going to bring joy to someone. There's always going to be somebody out there that doesn't like what you do or who you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they think. So just continue being you. Never give up. You're going to be told no, but no doesn't mean stop. No means keep moving forward because that wasn't the right fit for you anyway. Everything happens for a reason.
I love that. And thank you for sharing that. I agree with you very much so. So listen, we've talked a lot about joy, right? Because I think what you do every day is all about joy and we're all about joy on the Mitland Money Mindset. So the last question I ask each of our guests is, what did you do today that brought you joy and put you in the right mindset for success?
Called my wife when she woke up. I got up early this morning. I called my wife and I told her a joke. She laughed, but it wasn't like a wholehearted laugh. That made me laugh because she didn't really like my joke, but she laughed anyways. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I get that all the time. The dad jokes, you know, they just.
Yeah, it wasn't a great joke. I mean, but I thought it was really funny. I have a tendency to laugh at my own jokes. a little louder than I should. She's the reason I'm successful because she allows me to travel. She allows me to go and be gone maybe 10 days at a time. She's the one that pushed me to do this anyway. She said, no, because if you don't do it, you're going to regret it. Mm-hmm. And that's what brings me joy is to know I have a number one cheerleader, a number one companion that has my back through all this.
Amazing. Great stuff. So, Vinny, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. We're going to have all of your information in the show notes. But if people want to learn more about you, learn more about the Dancing Umpire, Savannah Bananas, what's the easiest and the best place for them to do that?
www.thedancingumpire.com will give you a little history background. It's my website. And if you want to find out about the Savannah Bananas, all you have to do is Google Savannah Bananas. We have platforms on TikTok, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, every platform that you can think of, we're on. Just remember, have an open mind. If you like to have fun, if you enjoy dancing and singing, then you're going to really enjoy what the Savannah Bananas bring each and every night.
Yeah, I agree with you. Vinny, listen, it's been a pleasure having you on. I hope to see you in one of those cities dancing.
Please get picked.
Maybe Boston, maybe Philly on your birthday. Who knows? But I hope to see you at one of those events. And it's been awesome having you on the show. And keep doing what you're doing and enjoy your day.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for having me. This is a great. I'm going to be honest with you. You're one of the best podcasts that I've been on. Very, very easy. It flowed very well. Obviously, you're a better looking guy than I am. So
that was we'll let the listeners judge that. All right, Vinny. Thank you so much.
Have a blessed day, sir. Right. Thank you.
I want to thank Vinny Chapman for being a guest on the Mittland Money Mindset. Vinny is the most entertaining umpire you will ever see. He truly enjoys what he does, and you can see it and hear it in all that he does. My family and I met Vinny at a Savannah Bananas game when my son ran out on the field at one of the breaks and fed him a Coney Island hot dog, his favorite. Vinny understands what it means to entertain and build a bond with his fans. Vinny Chapman and the Dancing Umpire, as well as the Savannah Bananas, can be found across most social media platforms. All the contact information needed to find them can be found in the show notes. Thank you for joining us this week on the Mittland Money Mindset. Make sure you visit our website at mittlandmoneymindset.com and smash the subscribe button so you don't miss a show. We encourage you to help others find our valuable content, and please don't keep us a secret. You can also schedule an Is There a Fit call right from our website or by using the link that you'll find in the description section of your podcast player or app. And be sure to join us for our next episode to learn more about getting your mind right when it comes to all things money.
The opinions voiced in the Mittland Money Mindset Show with Lawrence Sprung are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. No strategy ensures success or protects against loss. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial or tax advisor prior to investing. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Guests on the Mittland Money Mindset Show are not affiliated with CWM LLC.